Manuscript Releases, Volume 6, Mr. Number 391, How Mrs. White Kept the Sabbath, Spend Afternoon at Home, Battle Creek, Sabbath, March 19, 1859 Attended Meeting in the Forenoon. Brother Loughborough preached with great liberty upon the sleep of the dead, and the inheritance of the saints. Tarried at home in the afternoon. Read to my children, wrote a letter to Brother Newton and wife, encouraging them in spiritual things. In the evening attended meeting for communion, and washing feet. Was not as free as I wished to be on such occasions. Took a walk, wrote, and read, Denver, Sabbath, July 20th, 1872 It is a beautiful morning. This is the Lord's rest day, and we desire to keep the Sabbath that God may accept our efforts, and that our own souls may be refreshed. We walked out, seeking a retired place in a grove where we could pray and read, but we were not successful. We spent the day in conversing upon religious subjects, writing, and reading. Walked in Orchard, Petaluma, California. Sabbath, January 4, 1873 We arose and walked in the orchard before breakfast. We attended meeting at 10 a.m. At Sabbath school I spoke a few words to the children in reference to their lesson. And what went ye out for to see? Etc. I then spoke to the people from Malachi 3 verse 13 and 4:1-3. The ordinances followed. We think it was a profitable season. This is a delightful day. It seems like June weather rather than the 4th of January. Dinner at Stipp's, then missionary visits San Francisco, Saturday, January 11, 1873 I was urged at the close of the meeting to go to different places to dinner, but my husband was at Brother Stipp's and I felt a duty to go there. Sister Ball went with us. In the afternoon we called upon Sister Jones. Found Sister Billet there. We conversed and prayed with these sisters. We had a very precious season. We then visited Sister Hall, who was sick at Brother St. John's. We had a precious season of prayer with our sister. In the evening had conference meeting, then my husband spoke upon the coming of the Lord. The house was well filled and the subject was deeply interesting. All day meetings, San Francisco, Sabbath, February 1, 1873 It is a wet, cold, dreary day. I have appointment, and must fill it. I am sick. My face is swollen. My teeth will hardly remain in my mouth. My gums are so badly swollen. I committed my case to our Heavenly Father, and at the appointed time I went to the meeting in Excelsior Hall. Notwithstanding I suffered much pain in my face and head, the Lord enabled me to rise above it all and speak with great freedom and power to the people from Psalm 15. Prayed for dying boy Bloomfield, California. Saturday, February 15, 1873 It is rainy today, but we ventured out to the meeting. Between the afternoon and evening meetings we spent at Brother Palmer's. Their son appeared to be sinking. My husband and myself prayed for the afflicted family and dying son. Made many missionary visits. Battle Creek, Sabbath, April 12, 1873 My husband spoke to the people in the forenoon. I remained at home because I did not feel able to attend. In the afternoon I attended meeting. After the meeting closed I visited Ella Belden. Had a sweet season of prayer with her. I then visited Brother and Sister W. Salisbury. We had a precious season of prayer with the family. Brother and Sister Salisbury united their prayers with mine. We all felt that the Lord blessed us. I then called upon aged Brother and Sister Morse. I visited Brother and Sister Gardner. He is nearing the close of his journey. Disease has made him very weak. He was overjoyed to see me. We united our prayers together, and the hearts of these afflicted ones were comforted and blessed. Rode a few miles, slept some, Battle Creek, Sabbath, May 17, 1873 We rode out a few miles in the Oak Grove, rested about an hour. We slept some. We had a season of prayer before returning home. In the afternoon we went to the meeting. Wrote on Sufferings of Christ, Washington, Iowa, Saturday, June 21st, 1873 A beautiful day, rather warm. Took a pack. Felt better. Wrote 15 pages on Sufferings of Christ. I became much interested in my subject. Brother Wheeler, Hester, and Brother Van Ostrand went to the meeting. We had some prospect of rain. Called the family together, and read the matter I had written. All seemed interested. Rested, Wallings Mills, Colorado, Saturday, August 30th, 1873 We felt that it was our privilege to rest. We wrote to Elder Butler in regard to Elder Canright's position. A messenger came to us with the sad news that Bertie Walling had broken his legs. We prepared to go immediately to see the afflicted boy. Entertained a non-Adventist. Wallings Mills, Colorado, Friday, September 12, 1873. We traded some in Central and Black Hawk. We arrived home a little before sundown. Received letters from Brother Canright, also Mary Gaskill and Daniel Bordeaux, giving us an account of camp meeting. When we headed home, we found John Cranson there. We felt sorry that he should come to see us on the Sabbath. We do not like to have visitors to entertain upon the Sabbath, who have no respect for God or His holy day. Read some to children, Wallings Mills, Colorado, Saturday, October 18, 1873. It is a rather cold and windy day. The wind increases, making it very unpleasant. I arose with a headache. We walked out and prayed in the grove. I wrote an important matter for Pilot Grove Church. My husband wrote to Battle Creek for paper. I read some to the children. It is rather difficult for them to keep quiet. We had a very precious season of prayer at the close of the Sabbath. Traveled on Sabbath, regretfully. En route from Colorado to Battle Creek, Sabbath, November 8, 1873. Rested well on the car during the night. We were unwilling to report ourselves on the cars this morning, but circumstances connected with the cause and work of God demands our presence at the General Conference. We could not delay. If we were doing our own business, we should feel it a breach of the Fourth Commandment to travel on the Sabbath. We engaged in no common conversation. We endeavored to keep our mind in a devotional frame, and we enjoyed some of the presence of God while we deeply regretted the necessity of traveling upon the Sabbath. Attended testimony meeting, Copenhagen, October 10, 1885. We had a social meeting after the discourse. Testimonies were born, intelligent and interesting, that made my heart rejoice. Another testimony meeting, Stockholm, October 17, 1885. We had a precious social meeting. Many intelligent testimonies were born, which Brother Madison interpreted. Participated in testimony meeting. Torrey Pellis, Sabbath, April 24, 1886. I sought to impress upon my hearers the importance of meekness in opening the truth to those who are in darkness. There are too many who love to fight, and they have not the meekness of Christ. This is a great work, and most solemn, and must be carried forward in great wisdom. Our words must be well chosen, our deportment of that character that will recommend the truth we profess, because of its sanctifying power upon our character. The Lord blessed me in speaking and the people in hearing. In the afternoon there was a social meeting. Good testimonies were born, and evidence that the words spoken in the forenoon had been received and was making impressions upon hearts to the good of souls and to the glory of God. Boarded ship for New Zealand, Sydney, NSW, February 4, 1893. We rode in the cab to the church in Sydney, and I spoke from Hebrews 11 upon faith. The Lord strengthened me by His grace. I felt much strengthened and blessed. The Holy Spirit was upon me. Strength, both physical and spiritual, was given me in large measure. In the afternoon at 2 o'clock, we stepped on board the steamer to take the journey we long dreaded. All our luggage had been stored away on Friday. We dislike very much to travel on the Sabbath, but the work must be done in giving the message to the world, and we can keep our minds and hearts uplifted to God and can hide in Jesus. When we cannot control these matters, we must leave all with our Heavenly Father. If our trust be in God, He will help us.